Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. And the weird musical choices can mean only one thing, and that is our good buddy Adam Vingan is on the line with us from The Athletic, sponsored by Sealmaster on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Adam, what's going on, brother?
That's my tribute to Marquise.
I know.
End of the Road by Boys to Men.
Very nicely done.
Miss Marquise.
We are all going to miss Marquise.
Well, it's better than See You at the Crossroads, because I'm not dead. So, yes. So at least with that song, I'm still alive at this point.
Yes.
Both of them very heartfelt.
Very nicely done, Vingan.
Yes, thank you.
Adam, it's been a busy time for David Poyle and the Nashville Predators so far in free agency. As you look at their roster as presently constructed, how surprised would you be if this is the roster the Preds enter the season with whenever next season begins?
I would be mildly surprised just because they are sitting on a lot of cap space right now. And to me, that it doesn't make a lot of sense for the Predators not to use that cap space. And there are multiple ways that they can use that cap space. They, of course, can sign another free agent, and there are plenty remaining on the market, headlined, of course, by Mike Hoffman. They could also take advantage of other teams that have no cap space, first and foremost, or front and center, the Tampa Bay Lightning, who have a lot of cap problems they have to work through, and a lot of very good players who probably are going to be shipped out to make themselves, to make that team cap compliant. So David Poyle has a lot of options to make this team better, whether through free agency, whether it's, taking advantage of a team that has cap problems or what have you. But as we talked about previously, when I look at this roster, certainly we know it's tougher. The moves they made will make this team harder to play against. But I'm still unsure of where the goals are going to come from. Because say what you will about Craig Smith, Mikhail Granlund, Kyle Turris, they are far more naturally talented offensive players than the players that were tasked to replace them in the lineup. And when you throw in Nick Bonino, you're losing a lot of goals on this roster. So I think if the Predators were to go into the season, into training camp, whenever that might be, with this roster, I would be mildly surprised, but I can't say for sure that they are done. I just think there's still a hole on this team, particularly on the second line.
Well, you and I talked about Mike Hoffman the other day, Adam, and you've written a piece about Mike Hoffman, basically how he fits into this picture in the league at large. But to sum it up, on the Predators front, it doesn't sound great. In terms of a potential match there, right?
Well, I spoke, as you said, Joe, I spoke to his agent, Robert Hooper, on Monday just to get a sense of where things were with Mike Hoffman. And it sounds like Mike Hoffman is in no rush to make a decision. And there is plenty of interest. Hooper said there are 13 teams that have expressed interest in Mike Hoffman, saying about five or six of those teams have serious interest in Mike Hoffman. The Predators are among those teams that are interested. I would venture to say that they're probably somewhere in the middle. Not the top of the list, the most serious, but not at the bottom with just passing or peripheral interest. So, I think he is a player that is intriguing to them. I'm not sure if it ultimately will be a fit. It does on paper make a lot of sense. He scores a lot of goals. He has familiarity with Matthew Shane from their time with the Ottawa Senators. I know Mike Hoffman has a bit of a bad rap because he's not the strongest defensive player, but nobody is paying him to play defense. Teams are paying him to score goals. He's one of the most prolific scorers in the league on the power play, and we know the Predators have struggled on the power play in recent seasons. So it does make a lot of sense on paper for the Predators to be interested in Mike Hoffman. I'm ultimately unsure, though, if it's going to come to fruition.
Adam Vingan from The Athletic on the line with us, sponsored by Sealmaster. So, Adam, regardless of whether or not this roster looks the same heading into next season, there's going to be significant pressure on Ellie Tolvanen to come in and produce immediately. Do you think that at this point Ellie Tolvanen is finally ready to come in and play in a top six role for the Predators?
That's the million-dollar question. I really don't know, to be honest with you. So he's back in the KHL. Last time I checked, he's been doing fairly well over there. But again, the KHL does not equal the NHL. He has been fine during his time with the Milwaukee Admirals, but hasn't blown the league out of the water by any stretch of the imagination, as we all expected he might when he first came over here. So I can't say definitively whether he's ready, but he better be ready, and the Predators are certainly putting him in a position to be ready. There is a lot of pressure, as you said, Robbie, on Ellie Tolvanen. You would hope that putting him on the line with Matthew Shane, maybe giving him some power play time, would help him. Certainly he has improved in many areas since coming from Russia a couple of years ago after his KHL season ended, but you know, this is a big year for Ellie, not just because he's been giving an opportunity, but it's the final year of his entry-level contract. So the Predators will have to make a contract decision after next season, and I wonder what that might look like depending on how his season goes. But that's why a player like Mike, I mean, even like I meant, we talked about Mike Hoffman, even a player like Luke Cunningham, I think there's a good, he's a good addition to this roster in the sense that he is a young player like Tolvanen. But he has NHL experience. They needed a player like that. Tolvanen has played 7 games in the NHL and since being drafted. So, yeah, how he plays might have a significant impact on how this team does. That's a lot of pressure to put on a rookie.
Are you at a racetrack right now? Are you about to play racquetball? What is happening around you right now, Vingan?
It's very busy where I live. There's a lot of construction. It's a major thoroughfare.
I thought he was at a car wash for a second. I'm not going to lie.
That would have been a good guess, too. So you're sitting in your home, and this is just the hustle and bustle around the Vingan home.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
The city never sleeps.
Yeah. You're the center of activity.
I should do an appearance from the car wash, though. I do like riding through the car wash. It is very exciting.
I just hope your apartment complex's pool. I never have to see another one of those pictures that you tweeted out a few months ago, or at least not for a while.
Well, hopefully it being fall, even though it's still warm outside right now, hopefully the corona parties have come to an end.
Fair point. You know, we talk about, of course, Tolvanen, like you said, so much pressure on him. We've talked about Philip Tomasino, you know, can he possibly be ready? There's a lot of excitement about him. Trennan, we don't talk about Rem Pitlick a whole bunch. He just signed a new deal. What's in your mind, you know, realistic for him here moving forward?
I think he would be a good bottom six forward. You know, I think he would be a good third line player specifically. He did score 20 goals in the AHL last season. He got off to a really slow start with the Admirals last year, but then came on as the season progressed and ended up with 20 goals, the same as Jakob Trennan, who, of course, you know, had some time up here as well. You know, I like Rem Pitlick. You know, he kind of fits the mold of a Rocco Grimaldi type. He's not the biggest player, but he's strong on his skates. He's willing to go to the front of the net. You know, so I think he and Grimaldi do have a lot of similarities. They could be good line mates. Who knows? You know, but certainly the Predators have high hopes for him. His contract yesterday was basically a qualifying offer. I think his NHL salary is slightly under $875,000, and it's a two-way contract, so he can still return to the AHL. You know, certainly there won't be as much pressure on him as Philip Tomasino and Ellie Tolvanen.
Adam, last thing for you here. I look at this defensive core right now and just the six that they have that I've slotted in there with Mark Borowiecki and Matt Benning joining the fold, and I feel probably as good about this defense core as a whole as I've felt in a long time. What do you make of the additions they've made there?
I think their defense, 1 through 6, assuming, of course, that Mark Borowiecki and Matt Benning are their third pair, as we expect, is the deepest this defense has been since Seth Jones was here, and that was 5 years ago. So I do think, and of course, as we remember, Seth Jones, for the most part, was a third-pair defenseman that season before being traded for Ryan Johansson. I like what they've done there. I mean, there are still a lot of questions on the forward side, but on defense, I think they look really good. I like the additions of Borowiecki and Benning. You know, they'll probably play a more defensive-minded role. Borowiecki is quite physical, of course, as his nickname Boro Cop suggests. Also, he thwarted an attempted robbery one time in Vancouver, and that's tougher than I'll ever be. So I'll give him credit for that. And Benning is a reliable third-pairing defenseman. He does have some offensive talent as well. When you consider the defensemen that have rotated through that third pairing over the past few years, Matt Irwin, Yannick Weber, Dan Hamhuis, et cetera, certainly has been a weak spot of this team. I think it looks like a strength again, or at least not a weakness. So, for all of the questions we have about the forward group, I think the defense looks good.
Adam Vinken from The Athletic has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, sponsored by Sealmaster. Adam, great stuff, man. Appreciate you joining us.
All right, I'm going to the car wash now.
There you go.
Go give Pretzel a walk.
Have a good time.
All right, guys. Bye.
All right, see you, Adam. When we come back, we'll give our final thoughts looking ahead to the Titans and Steelers matchup. What concerns you the most if you're a Titans fan heading into this matchup? We'll discuss that next. But first, I've got a word from FanDuel. And let me tell you, sports betting is almost here, and I've been just kind of getting more and more familiar with the FanDuel Sportsbook app. And I got to tell you, it's got the Robbie Stanley seal of approval. And if you know me, it's pretty hard to get the Robbie Stanley seal of approval. The FanDuel Sportsbook app has got it. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you $50 in free bets just for signing up. You heard that right. $50 in free site credit to register and verify early. No deposit required. FanDuel is America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got odds on all the biggest sports and a simple, intuitive app that makes it really easy to find the bet you're looking for and then lock it in. And unlike the other guys, once you do that and you win, FanDuel gets you your cash in as little as 24 hours. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. So right now, what you need to do, go download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and check out that fantastic app for yourself. Just be sure when you sign up and register, use promo code ROB, that's R-O-B, so they know that we sent you. And when you verify your account, you'll receive $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. That's promo code ROB to get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee to participate. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For gambling problem support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.